SeconAve.com.
And it is 7 o'clock straight up. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, and online. And stay tuned for Cabaret.
All right. Thank you very much. My name's Andy. Welcome to Cabaret, our every Tuesday night, 7 o'clock live in studio, fun conversation, talk music show.
There you go.
How's that? And we have a special guest tonight. Jen Cordy is in the studio with her new project, Lady Gang.
What up?
Say hi.
Hello, everybody.
So we'll start off. We'll just talk for a little bit and then get right into the music.
Because okay.
I want to ask you what you played in bands. And is this the first time you've done a solo thing?
Yeah, I guess it's the first concentrated effort on a solo thing, which somebody told me the other day, like, your work ethic is so hardcore that you just replicated yourself to
you
be in
yourself.
Your own band. So that's kind of what Lady Gang is. It's me and a gang of instruments, loop pedal, beat machine, guitar, bass, vocals. But I'm still in four other bands. So.
Oh, wait, four. Who are the other? We talked about Jen Cordy and The Lost.
Yeah, Jen Cordy and The Lost.
Tell everybody what you guys just won.
We just won Best Folk Band of Denver by The Westward, which is a great honor. So Jen Cordy and The Lost, which is Americana, somewhat Latin music. I'm in The Gin Doctors, which is a 90s tribute band, which is a party and a half. It's really fun. You should come see us sometimes. I'm in the Dirty Femmes, which is kind of a niche thing. We don't really play as often, maybe once, twice a year. And then I'm in Def Knock, which is a 9-piece hip hop band.
Wow.
Well, I guess 5-piece band, 5 MCs.
Okay.
Or 4 vocalists. Yeah.
Let's go backwards for 1 second.
Okay.
Just for the Dirty Femmes for a second,
because
you didn't say you're a Violent Femmes. And I don't want to say cover band, don't even want to say tribute band, because you sort of make the songs your own.
Yeah, we call it a celebration of the Violent Femmes. And that band, you know, I started it as a challenge to myself for my 30th birthday. This was in 2012.
That was like yesterday?
No, I'm old. In 2012, I started it. It was also the 30th anniversary of the debut album, and I'm a self-taught musician, and I really just, I don't know, I just had a hankering to play that album, so I just wanted to put that together, and I didn't plan on it staying a project. We hung posters and social media, you guys, somebody saw it who knew Gordon, the lead singer of the Violent Femmes, sent him a picture, and he called us out of the blue, you know, hey, Jen, it's Gordon from the Femmes, and I want to come see a rehearsal, and maybe I'll play a couple songs with you. And so that was the beginning of our friendship, and that band has taken me to some really cool opportunities.
Like opening up for the Violent
Femmes. Yeah, like opening up.
How weird was that?
It was pretty weird. Everybody keeps asking me, you know, did you know what songs they were playing? And it was a very strict conversation of, you can't play this, you can't play that. But it's also the Violent Femmes, so they don't write set lists at all. So every song I would say that we knew, he'd be like, we haven't played that in 5 years, but we might play it. I don't know. So I had to just ask him, you know, what can we play? What can we play? So we played a bunch of B-sides, and they just wanted it to be kind of a social experiment of how people would take it.
I think
it went over really well.
I can't imagine very many bands would be that open to that. Like to have a Police tribute band or celebration band open up for the Police.
Yeah, right, right. But it's such a Femmes thing to do.
No, totally.
And because I have a friendship with him, you know, he's not even really a mentor, just a friend. And I, you know, anytime I play big gigs or I'm nervous about something, I'll call him and ask him, how do you handle this energy? What do you do here? And when we played Red Rocks in 2015 for Film on the Rocks, he sent us flowers, and he went down to the Caribbean with us before. So the Violent Femmes weren't together when we started that project. So he played a couple one-off shows with us, and then they got back together, and he said, Jen, you know, I can't play any more shows with you as of management. And I'm like, well, that makes sense. He said, but if there's like a cool truck stop in the middle of nowhere and you know it's going to be really cool, just call me. So I said, what about a truck stop in the middle of the Caribbean? And we went and played the Virgin Islands. We did two shows down there, and oh, I don't know when that was, 2014, 2015, somewhere around there. So that band, it's just the most random things, opening for them and traveling with them, and who knows? Gordon, if you're listening, we'd love to tour with you.
There you go. We'll play other songs.
We'll play. We'll just keep playing weird B-side Violent Femme songs. So. Yeah.
Okay, now to the present. Lady Gang. What's the first song you're going to do? Play some songs and then we'll talk about process.
Okay. This first song is aptly named Latin Jam. That's what I call it. I play it every show, first song, so I can catch my vibe in my vibe. So
go for it.
It's an instrumental. All right, here we go.
You're listening to Lady Gang on KGNU Cabaret.
This one's called Oh Baby. I gotta get all my things in order, you guys. All right.
You are listening to Lady Gang live in studio here on KGNU Cabaret. Stay tuned.
Please don't leave me here.
That was really cool.
Thank you.
I missed the last show you did live, so this is the first time I'm really listening to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, seeing it live, or I'm forgetting my microphones. Seeing it live is part of the showmanship, you know, that I've been working on, so.
Well, I'm glad you brought the little laser lights in.
I bring that laser light with me everywhere. I love that laser light.
Do you put
light.
It in the car when you're driving?
No, I should.
You should.
If it were battery operated, I would make that happen. For sure.
So this is very different than the other bands that you're in.
It is. Yeah. It draws a lot more from my hip hop, my love of hip hop and rock. I just kind of have accumulated all of these skills, you know, playing guitar and things like that. The loss is what it is. It just doesn't allow me to kind of go there. And I just wanted to go there. So who knows? I may be doing something totally different in a year.
Why not? Keep reinventing yourself.
Yeah.
But the darkness in the music, because there is a darkness.
Yeah, there is.
To these songs.
Yeah, there is. It's the climate that we're in, really. I felt like it's like continuing education, right? So when I was younger, I would write a lot about love and relationships and I just feel so tortured. And then you grow up and I'm happily married. And that side of me is, I don't want to say settled because it's not a negative thing. But in the meantime, I kind of was like, well, where's the struggle to keep writing or what am I going to write about? And it ended up me learning how to record myself and how to engineer, how to use Logic proficiently and creating demos and learning the sound studio of things. And then the political climate that we're in happened. And then I had a lot to say. So it was kind of a way to take all of those engineering skills that I learned and figure out, because this is very technical.
It is. I'm watching you going, I could never.
figuring the ins and outs of how to run it right, how to run it through the soundboard right, and for it to sound good and not just a jumbly mass of things, which can easily happen with a loop pedal, easily.
Yeah.
So
layers upon layers upon layers.
Yeah. So the darkness of the music is from where we're at as a country and how I feel about it and my observations of it. All of these songs are about that, you know, that last song feeling like, just a constant inner struggle, but also like things are going to happen and we're going to have to escape somehow. And I don't know if that's metaphoric or physically, which I'm not a good runner. So
hop on an airplane.
Yeah. It's not going to work out too well.
You brought up a point that's very interesting to me personally is finding there's a subset of artists that you struggle to create and they use that. And then you get happy or happier, content, or things change in your life. And now you've got to find another place for it.
Mm-hmm.
Another place for that creativity to well up.
Well, for me, it was not even to well up, but to stay connected to it because it's so much easier for me to just lay on the couch and cuddle and watch Netflix instead of creating art. And I never thought that would ever be hard for me. And it is. I mean, I'm 36 and.
You know, you keep saying that like you're old.
Well, in some ways in this industry, I mean, I've been told that, like, you know, you're getting older and you really need to think about what your career looks like on a publishing licensing side. You know, you're not going to be a star anymore. There's a lot of these weird, which I don't really feel in some ways. I'm like, I don't really believe that because I think I had to learn all of these things to be able to be at the right place at the right time. I don't even know what that means. I'm not desperately seeking fame. I just would like to, you know, pay my mortgage and play cool festivals and things like that. But so it's a weird balance between, you know, am I old or am I not? I think that's your 30s, right? In general. Is too young to be old to be young.
Yeah,
so
partly.
Yeah.
And now they're bringing back Roy Orbison for a hologram.
Yeah.
Who the hell knows anymore?
I'd rather please do a Tupac tour. I would go to that.
There you go. Didn't they do that at the
They did it at Coachella one time, which was cool.
All right.
Interesting.
Let's play some music. Let's play three songs and then we'll talk some more.
Okay.
You're listening to Cabaret with Jen Cordy and Lady Gang.
So this song is called Trying to Get By, and it's very much so about the immigration crisis, actually, and it is very much a crisis to me right now. It feels that way, but we can talk about that more in a minute. Okay. Here we go.
My grandmother's beautiful lines tell me whose strength got her through the hard times. Hard lines drawn in red, made to mess with your head, made to fill you with dread, made to make you feel like it was something you said. Not the people who know no shame, people who run the game, people who came and changed our names. Ooh.
Okay. Whew. Made it. All right, let's see here. Let's do another one. So I just released an EP called Simple Truths. We were talking earlier in the studio about, I guess I should go to this mic. We were talking earlier in the studio about my love of the ocean and water and being landlocked. And this whole song is a tribute to that. I filmed a music video. Half of it's here in the mountains and the other half is in the Caribbean. We lived down there for almost a year and I just keep going back and I keep dreaming of ways to go there and trying to make that work. So keeping my connections really strong in the Caribbean. So this song's about being landlocked, you guys, and not wanting to be.
Don't even
do that too. What should we do?
Was that two or three? I think that was two.
Let's
yeah,
do
you
more.
Do one more. But I love that song.
Thank you.
That was. We'll talk about that.
Thank you. Okay. So I'm just playing songs off the EP. It's only three songs. I produced it. I recorded it at the Keep, and I produced it and recorded it with Nick Sullivan. Oh, guys, I keep forgetting about this other mic. Recorded it with Nick Sullivan, who's just a gem of a human being. So, Nick, if you're listening, I love your face. Let's see here. This is called Preface This, which when you have a lisp, it's hard to say, but that's okay. All right, let's do it.
Listening to Lady Gang here on the Cabaret on KGNU. And if you want to hear this show again, over and over again because it's that good. You can listen on afterfm.com/cabaret. Jen.
Yes.
That's so cool. Your voice is awesome too, by the way.
Thank you very much.
I try not to like fan out, you know? But it's just so throwback and it's really kind of garagey.
Thank you. Yeah. I'll take that.
Take it.
I'll take it all day.
So the one thing that I've been totally remiss in doing is letting people know where they can find you. Do you have a website?
Yeah, all of it. It's all under Lady Gang Music. So Instagram, Facebook, website, ladygangmusic.com, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, the whole
shebang.
The whole kit and caboodle, all of the digital distribution.
And when are you playing next?
I don't have a gig for a little while. I'm taking a break for our Italy trip. I'm going on my honeymoon. Yeah. And I've just been kind of like, let me get to that. So let's put a bill together, you guys. Hit me up. Let's put a bill together.
There you go.
I'd love to come back to Boulder, you know. I'm trying to figure out what...
We would like a lot of people to come back to Boulder.
Yeah, yeah. All right. We can make that happen.
But I wanted to ask you, had mentioned before that you're self-taught.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about your sort of growing up and learning music. You know, how'd you get turned on? Early influences. Give us the biography.
Okay. The biography is I was a theater kid for my whole life. My greatest fear in the world was singing in front of people. Well into high school, well into college. I went to college for acting and I always loved music. I was a very dramatic young thespian sitting around listening to Ani DiFranco records and writing poetry. And I went to college. I went to community college in Waco and they had a rock band ensemble class. And I went, their final was, a school performance, but they would also book them gigs and that was how they maintained their grade. So I decided I wanted to play guitar. I wanted to be a shredder so bad. That's all I wanted to do. I didn't want to sing at all. I just wanted to play guitar. So I signed up for rock band class and they made you like sing and play to see what band they would put you in, beginner, intermediate, advanced. And I was in the beginner band and I sang Radiohead and they're like, okay, you can sing and play, so you're now the lead singer of the beginner band. And I was like, no, that's not what I want to do at all. And they're like, oh, we don't really have anybody else. So that really forced me to get over my fear of singing. I was really awful. I was really bad. And the theme that they chose that semester was history of heavy metal from the beginning of time to now. So the songs I was singing were like Quiet Riot, Aerosmith, Alice Cooper. It was so bad. So from there, it was like, I can't get any worse. I can only get better. And I just started writing. I didn't want to learn anybody else's songs. I was really hung up on not playing cover songs. And I just wanted to be my true self. And so I tried to write really complicated music for a long time. Moved to Denver in 2005, followed somebody here and stayed. It was easier to play music here than it was in Austin at the time. And I don't know. I just keep evolving. I just keep learning. So the vocal thing, it was kind of, I'm a very textile learner. So I had to take vocal lessons as part of my theater curriculum. And they would tell you, imagine the air in your diaphragm, imagine it going up your spine and out the top of your head. And I'm like, I don't understand what you're saying to me at all. And I remember it was a gig at the Walnut Room many, many moons ago in 2005. And I just hit this note from out of nowhere. And I was like, oh, and then it clicked for me. And then starting The Loss and singing with Jess DiNicola, who's just the best vocalist I know, taught me a lot about control. And hearing things and air and all of those things. So it's been a journey for sure.
I tried to play guitar.
And honestly, I became a much better lead player, doing the Femmes, 'cause I had to learn really bizarre lead solos. And then the 90s band, the Gin Doctors band that I'm in, I have to learn a lot of different guitar parts, so it helps me to think outside the box, and then also just learning different scales and things to draw from. So
do you pay attention to the theory then?
I know some theory. I can tell you what key I'm playing in, but if you start telling me like, oh, you're playing E7 minor suspended fourth, I have no idea what you're telling me.
It's okay. You lost me at E.
I'm like, just show me what you mean.
There you go. We're listening to Lady Gang here on the Cabaret on KGNU every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. What are you going to play next for us?
I will play the last song from the 3-song EP I just recorded. So you guys, the intro is going to be long because I have to switch instruments. I'm playing the bass and then I'm playing guitar. And everything you're hearing is live. So there are a few little drum loops in there just to keep a steady tempo, but everything you hear is live,
yeah,
so
you're back
bear
in
with
band
me on
tonight.
That.
It's been awesome. Good job,
good
guys.
Good job, guys. Good job, everybody. All right, so this song is called, it's called How Do You Sound? Okay. Oop.
Against the wall when we're up against the law, so bring it all together, empty pockets and some change. Build a strong composure with your sadness and your rage. Put it in the middle like two dogs out of a cage. I know my strongest voice is the loudest from the stage.
time I do it and I don't mess up, I feel really proud of myself. So we're doing good, you guys. All right, let's see. Should I play another one?
Yeah, play.
Okay. So this one has a little bit of a backstory because I've been collaborating with a local circus troupe called Rainbow Militia. And they're a group of aerialists that are just amazing. They do trapeze, lyra, stilts, juggling, but primarily aerial silks. And I recently played Levitt Pavilion with them and scored the whole show. And the goal was to write... I kind of wrote a Western. It was like these different landscapes where you might come into contact with a contortionist in the desert, or this particular piece I'm about to play was for two trapeze artists, that I wanted them to be a desert mirage. So also using this setup to create, I'm actually, officially a resident artist at Invisible City, which if you haven't been there, please look it up. It's so cool, where every third Tuesday of the month, I will just be playing while these women are suspended in the air practicing their really cool moves. So I wanted to play a piece from that because it was a really cool experience, and we're going to try to do it again at some point. So keep an eye out for that collaboration. So we're in the desert, you guys. We're in the desert.
Can you rescue me from my
Are you a figment of my imagination? Can you rescue me from my life?
Ended up on the ground.
Yeah. Messing with gadgets. That was kind of weird.
Yeah.
But that's all right.
That's okay. So ladygangmusic.com.
Ladygangmusic.com.
New EP on everywhere.
Everywhere.
And
yep.
And yada, yada.
SoundCloud, Bandcamp, Amazon Music.
Perfect. Hit her up for a gig. Right?
Yeah, hit me up. Let's put a bill together. Come on, Boulder. Let's play a show together in Boulder. Where is there to play? Where
maybe
are
the beer garden or something?
Yeah, yeah, I've been there. That place is cool.
We saw the Nuns of Brixton there the other night.
You did?
Yeah, it was fun.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I all I really know anymore is the Fox and Boulder Theater, obviously. But
we'll talk about that after.
Okay.
So, who are your influence? You know, as I'm listening for the first time to most of this, because I like to be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Who were your influences growing up?
Radiohead. A lot of Radiohead. Most recent influences would be Alabama Shakes for sure. Explosions in the Sky, a lot of instrumental rock, Mogwai, Explosions in the Sky, old Modest Mouse, way before they hit it big. A lot of hip hop, a lot of Tribe Called Quest. All the greats, you know, Tupac, all of those kinds of things. And then I listened to a lot of blues, like Delta Blues, Robert Johnson, John Lee Hooker, Josh White, Bessie Smith, a lot of Billie Holiday. Love Billie Holiday. So I'm kind of all over the place. I'm all over the place. Buena Vista Social Club, any kind of Hispanic, Latin music I'm really into, so...
Oh, that's what I was going to... Thank you for bringing that up. Because
uh-huh.
before, when we were talking, you said you had never... You're going to Italy, and it's the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you sort of said it was the first time you've been overseas.
Mm-hmm.
But you've been to the Caribbean.
Yeah, I get... Well, because it's a U.S. territory to me. I'm like, oh, it's U.S. territory. But I've been to the Caribbean. I've been to Puerto Rico. My family's from Puerto Rico, from Rincon. So I have roots in Puerto Rico, New Mexico, and Texas, and now Colorado. So
cool. Well,
all of my melting pot.
Will you
things.
Just play some instrumental to play us out?
Yeah, I can do
cool.
that.
And I just want to thank you for coming in.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll have you back a lot, hopefully. And George, as always, George Figgs, our the owner of the show in studio parlance, the recording engineer, producer. Awesome job.
Yeah, great job. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
KGNU is honored to invite you to our Media Gardens Listening Station, part of the Arts and Society 48 Hours exhibition.
The Listening Station features radio productions created by youth who have participated in the Media Gardens program and an artistic media garden created by artist Omar Fuentes San Gabriel using repurposed non-working audio gear found at KGNU studios designed to express the blossoming of youth's voices and empowerment.
The Arts and Society exhibit is on view from August 10th through September 9th at the Redline Contemporary Arts Center at 2350 Arapahoe Street in Denver. The exhibit is free and open to the public.
And it is 8 o'clock, exactly 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, and KGNU Online. You can stay tuned for Corriente.